Hey everybody, welcome to the Morphin Grid. I'm Jake.
And I'm Josh.
And today we are watching episode 385 of Power Rangers. Power Rangers Time Force, episode 7, Short Circuited.
It aired March 17th, 2001, written by Judd Lynn and Jackie Marchand, and directed by Worth Keeter.
The Keet, he back.
Yep.
Here he comes.
And he's gone.
And he's gone forever.
He never comes. I mean, he might come back. No, he does come back this season.
Oh, thank God.
Two more episodes.
Well,
three, four, five. Five more Keats in the chamber.
Okay. It's a decent amount of Keats.
Can I say that on a PG podcast? Can I say Keat?
Yeah. I feel like, yeah. Why wouldn't you be able to say Keat?
I don't know. It sounds like another word that's not like kosh, so.
I'm pretty sure Keat's fine.
Keat is good.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, I mean, someone will text us if not.
Well, I know, like, is it yeet? Is that what they say? That means
yeah.
To, like, hurl something,
so
I
you
think?
Throw something.
You yeet it.
Yeet it,
you
yeah. Yeet.
And then there's another one that definitely has R-rated meaning.
I have no idea what you're talking about, honestly.
Well, I guess you also go skeet shooting.
Yeah,
so,
you could do a skeet shooting.
Yeah, that's when
you
shoot.
Now I know what you're talking
that's
about.
That's when you shoot the clay pigeons.
Yeah, yeah, when you shoot a clay pigeon, and Little John's got his own definition.
Yeah.
That's less than wholesome.
The Urban Dictionary definition.
Yeah, yeah, for this, we can't say that on this very wholesome, super all-ages podcast.
We can only say it followed by shooting.
Yes. I was about to make a joke. I was going to try it, but...
We're in treacherous waters here.
iTunes probably already has their eye on us. Anyway, Morphin Grid. No, that's later. That's after we come back from watching it. If you're new here, hi. What we do is we pause the recording. We go watch an episode of Power Rangers. We come back. We talk about it. You can follow along if you got Netflix or the DVDs of Time Force. And you should, because Time Force is good. That's it. I don't have an impassioned plea. Like, if you don't watch it, that's on you. That's your dumb fault for not watching Time Force. It
Ouch.
Rules. Hey. Not pulling any punches anymore. It's very late at night, so
it's moderately late.
It's gonna be very late once we watch it and come back.
That's fair.
That's the problem. Anyway, let's go do that right now.
Time Force. And we're back, and we just watched Short Circuit.
Short Circuit did.
Tid.
Not the movie.
Not the movie.
That would be, there'd be a much different show that we're about to do. We definitely didn't watch Short Circuit 2, where they systematically murder a robot on screen.
Yeah.
MorphinGrid.tumblr.com is a ghost of our website. So is HeyJakeAndJosh.com. That's actually not a ghost. That's a whole body of a website. / Morphin Grid. That's where the archives are. You can email us at littleidiots.morphingrid@gmail.com. We're on Twitter at Morphin Grid. We're on Cranberry Podcasts. We're on Google Play. We're on Podknife. We're on Podbean. We're on Podbaby. We're on Podbaby, which is the same as Podbaby. They both direct to the same place. I don't know why they got both Earls. I said Earls again.
Earls. What is it? 1999?
That's just how I've always said it in my head. And sometimes I forget that I sound like a doofus when I say that. Anyway, we're on poderl.com as well. And if you want to...
That's where you get those tasty, thick sandwich podcasts.
Oh, God. Oh, I would pop my eyeball out with my thumb for a pilgrim right now.
I kind of made one with the Thanksgiving leftovers, but it's just not quite the same.
I just made Thanksgiving Frankenstein. I put it all in a Tupperware and mixed it all together. Poured a bunch of gravy in.
We don't have bread because we don't eat just like... We don't eat enough bread to warrant buying
a
loaf.
We also don't. We should get one loaf and give each of us a half.
They should just sell half loaves of bread.
They should sell half loaves.
So we don't buy it because we end up throwing it away, but we get bagels.
That's what I've been doing.
And again, it's just not a replacement for a baguette or a sub roll.
Yeah. When Tony lived here, we always had bread in the house because that man ate a million sandwiches a day.
He would, like, four or five at a time.
Yeah, he would like... We would like be like, all right, we're going to dinner tonight. We're going to go out to like Pluckers or Chili's or whatever. And he'd be like, all right. And then like an hour and a half before we were going to go, he would eat 3 peanut butter and jelly sandwiches to like warm himself up.
Get ready.
Just do some tummy stretches. But yeah, so we don't have bread because Scoot and I don't really eat a lot of sandwiches. But yeah, they should just make half loaves of bread.
Yeah. Sit on gold mine.
It's yeah. You're leaving money on the table. You got half gallons. Huh?
Yeah.
For your milk.
Make your bread match your milk.
Yeah. Bread and milk.
It's all you need.
They go together very
well. The essentials.
In a snowstorm. Anyway, where were we? Leave us a rating and review if you want, I guess. We're on Patreon, too. Patreon.com/HeyJakeAndJosh. For as little as $1 a month, you get some cool stuff in return, including Tattooed Teenage Alien Fighters from Beverly Hills episodes. And this is the week after Christmas. We're recording it the week before Christmas, but we're skipping the week of Christmas. So, hey, hope everyone had a good one.
Yeah, Merry Christmas, everybody.
Yeah, Merry Christmas. And so I don't know what happened last week. I might have edited. I probably had time to edit because I didn't do anything else. So I probably had time to edit the Tattooed Teenage Alien Fighters episode 7. Maybe we recorded episode 8.
Who knows?
Who knows? So that might be coming out. That might already be out. Probably not. Well, I'm not going to lie to you. Probably not out. But maybe it is. Anyway, that's where you can find us talking about that wackadoodle show.
The only way you can find out, go over to patreon.com/HeyJakeAndJosh and donate a couple bucks.
Yeah.
Is that the $1 tier?
Just one, yeah. $1.
That's all it takes.
That's it. That's the price of a Reese's Fast Break every month.
Yeah, it is.
Just one. So skip that fast break today and go to patreon.com.
Take a long break. Go to patreon.com. Yeah. Or a slow break, I guess.
Yeah. Anyway, that's all the preamble stuff. It's Monday, so we don't do emails or anything. We're going to jump right in. I know it doesn't feel like jumping right in.
We're only at 11 minutes. This is as right in as we get.
I guess so. Anyway, we start off with bad guys fighting our Rangers. It's that thing we did a couple episodes ago where they are fighting a monster right out of the gate.
I liked it this time, though.
And okay.
When we get to the end, like when we get to the part where it jumps to the credits, I'll explain why this one was different.
Okay. I think I know why.
Yeah, it's pretty easy if you watched the episode. I think you get it.
Yeah, so they're fighting this big man, does not get a name. I didn't even give him a fake name.
No, I don't even know what he is. He's kind of like the Stingray guy a little bit.
He's like if a Stingray was like also a ribbon dancer.
Yeah, and had just like
real wobbly.
A lot of teeth.
There were a healthy amount, maybe an unhealthy amount of teeth.
Yeah, and his mouth was a weird rectangle. I don't know about this guy. I can see why he's a opener monster.
Yeah, so they're fighting him. Trip is the one mostly fighting him, which is pretty cool. And Nadira is watching, and she's like doing evil, like
she's like
Disney like villain.
She's cartoonishly peeking around the corner of a building, like
doing all those kind of noises. So then this bad man, let's just give him a name, Gerald, evil Gerald,
sure,
just whips Trip and throws him into a shipping container, and then like beats up the other Rangers for a second, and then it's like a laser whip. BT dubs, I don't know if that's important or not. Doesn't come back up. So then he beats up the other Rangers, and Trip like jumps back in with his swords and like hits him a couple times, then gives him the old 905 and kills him, except that he didn't, because he picks his scab and he grows.
Yeah, and we go back to Nadira, who's like, oh, now they're in trouble.
Oh.
And it's like, look, this is only episode 7. I get it.
Yeah.
But Nadira, come on.
But this is episode 7.
You've seen them do this 7-8 times now.
Well, no, because they didn't. In the first episode.
Right, right.
So
you've seen them do it at least 5 times.
No, you know what? It might actually be 8, or it might be 7 full times, because they did it once.
With that extra one.
So she's like, hoo-hoo-hoo-hoo. And then she calls Circuit, because Circuit comes in, and she's like, oh, I hate that trash pigeon. And like, we made jokes about it being a trash pigeon.
We did. I got quoted on Twitter. And not like Sky quoted me.
Did not at you.
He did not at me. Which I think is very neat. That makes me feel a little bigger. Like someone's going to know who Josh Nichols is without my tag in the tweet.
Right, yeah. You got that about the pigeon. I, about like the don't eat what you eat is in your meat. That good line I got quoted by Cassidy saying, I'm a hungry boy and I want that trash. So I think that's what people think about us.
That's the podcast in a nutshell.
That's pretty much the podcast. Josh has some word of wisdom, and I'm a hungry boy who eats trash.
Well, word of wisdom, I guess, is relative.
Yeah, for certain values of wisdom. Yeah. Anyway, so she's like, I hate that trash pigeon. He always ruins things.
Yeah, because they call the Zords in, and she's like, oh,
right.
These things.
Of course, the Zords. The big robots that they have all the time. So then, Trip does a Zord cyclone. It's called a defense cyclone. Just whips up a tornado real quick. All the shots that get shot into it don't do anything. And then it flies out and like hits it and zaps it. They pop into red mode. They kill it immediately.
Yeah, it comes out and shoots it and then immediately is in red mode and does the sword.
Yeah.
Like, there's no...
So they can just go to red mode.
Yeah, they can.
They just like blue mode.
Yeah.
This whole time.
It was kind of weird because it's like he flew out of the thing. Was that in blue mode or was that just the blue Zord?
I think it's blue mode. I think it was all of them together in like a ship mode of blue mode.
That makes more sense. I thought that was just the blue Zord and I was like, oh, we skipped a step because it went from individual to a whole Megazord in nothing.
Yeah, I thought it was just Trips for a second because he's the only one talking during this.
Or maybe it was green because this is like kind of a Trip thing.
Yeah, I don't know. I didn't check the color. I don't pay attention to that a lot of the times. So this whole time, Nadira is like Pink Panther sneaky sneak walking up behind Circuit. And she goes to grab him and he flies away right before she can get to him. And then she's like, I hate him. Ah, you haven't seen the last of me. And then they kill Gerald and he falls and he's a toy. And then because of the theme song. Why is this working better than the last one?
It ties into the rest of the episode. It's not just a, hey, we're burning a monster.
Yes.
It sets up what's about to happen. The whole premise of the episode to follow is set up in this cold open where they have to kill a monster, sure. But even them being like in the battle helps set up what Nadira is trying to do.
Yeah, I like the other cold open because I like the idea of like, they're still doing stuff even when we're not watching that episode, you know?
Yeah.
But this one definitely was way better.
Yeah.
Because of all that stuff.
Just because, like, the rest of the season so far keeps tying back into itself. So when there's just a cold open of them just killing a monster. I mean, it was Dougie, so it wasn't, like, some rando monster, but
yeah, they were
still
killing their first boy.
Yeah, for it to not follow through with anything else was just a little weird.
Yeah, I get it. When we come back from the theme song, Trip is fixing Circuit. Circuit's like, ooh, that tickles. Keep that in your pocket. That's going to be important later. Wes and Lucas are playing cards. I'm assuming poker.
It looks like poker.
Looks pokery to me.
They're putting chips in and talking about hands. I'm pretty sure.
You know, yeah, you're right. I forgot about the chips.
Yeah.
And he's like, oh, you're bluffing. I'm all in. And Lucas is holding four kings and an ace, which is like one of the best hands you can have.
Four of a kind is very high up on the list.
Yeah. And then your other card being very high is also good. I guess.
It's really only good if, and it's impossible for this to happen.
For a four of a kind to have the same suit.
If you're the person you're playing it against also has four of a kind of the same suit, right. And then it would go to the whoever had the highest card. I think.
I don't know.
I only ever played like handheld poker game. So.
Okay. I've only
and maybe
watched,
like Yahoo Poker.
I've only watched James Bond's Casino Royale.
Oh yeah.
Several times and. They're a little fast and loose with the poker in that one. So Trip goes, he does like a little brain blast and reads Lucas's mind and goes, oh, four kings, that's great. And Wes is like, I take back my all in.
Yeah, I didn't take my finger off the chips.
Yeah, my finger's on the chips. doesn't count. And like, what? Like, Trip, you gotta know that that is not cool, right?
Yeah. Now I'm falling back off a Trip. He started to come around, and I get that he's a naive kind of like, he's got that boyish charm to him.
Yeah.
But like, I get that you can read minds. That's a neat power that you have. Comes very in handy for being a Power Ranger.
Oh, for sure.
But you don't need to say out loud everything, especially like this.
Yeah. Just to blow up Lucas's spot.
Yeah.
A little weird. What is also weird is that he can read minds, but he can also just get psychic visions of stuff happening elsewhere, and sometimes he can see the future. I don't know what the limits of this power
he
is.
He has ambiguous brain power that they just classify as mind reading.
Mind reading, because he's a Zybrian.
He reads the universe with his mind.
Ah.
That's it.
I mean, we all read with our minds.
Yeah, but he reads everything.
Ah.
Including time and objects.
Yeah. Cool. So we cut.
Now, wasn't it set up that he doesn't choose when to do this?
Yes,
it just happens.
It absolutely was set up that sometimes it just hits him in the head and he can't make it happen, but that's gone. That's a pilot thing. That didn't last. That's like Lily's hair in the first episode of How I Met Your Mother. Did not come along when the series got picked up. So Lucas is like, hey, what did I say about reading minds? He's like, that is rude. And he goes, yeah, it's rude. Which, yeah, that's pretty rude. And he puts a big old Band-Aid on his gem. And he's like, your gem is grounded for one day.
Does that work? I mean, I guess it does.
I think it's more of a reminder, like, oh, my head still feels sticky. I can't use my... I'm grounded still.
Yeah.
But who would be able to tell?
It's covered up, so it can't... So it thinks it's nighttime, so it's going to sleep.
Yeah, it went to bed, yeah. It can't get things in, because that thin layer of adhesive and bandage... So we cut to Nadira, who is furiously looking through her toy collection, and she's like screams for Frax because she's just very frustrated. And Frax comes in. As he's coming in, I forget what he's saying.
She yells like, where is Medicare his name was?
Where's Medicare? That's a good question, Josh.
Metagross.
Oh, yes.
The Pokemon.
Everyone's favorite big crab?
He's like a big metal four-legged tank.
He's like a crab tank.
With psychic power.
Well, obviously.
Of course.
Crab.
They wanted him
tanky.
To be a good Pokemon, so they slap a psychic type
Toss
on
a
him.
Psychic on there. It's cheating, pretty much. I don't remember what his name is. I called him Matthew in my notes.
I think she only says it like while screaming for Frax, so it's very hard to like pick it up.
Yeah, and so I can tell you the monster next week, because we saw it at the end of the episode.
Oh yeah,
that's a bad one. Bad name anyway. So Frax is like, oh, you want that quack, here he is, but he's not even a good doctor. And she's like, that's what I want.
Yeah, that's the point.
Okay, sure. So they put him in the thing, he pops out, and he's horny. Because he's like, oh, hello, nurse.
Yeah.
To Nadira.
2001, and they're making an Animaniacs callback.
Look, it was only like 5 years removed at that point. And also, Nadira is about equally as horny for this robot as he is for her.
This robot is a bunch of medical equipment put together into a robot shape. It's like his head is like that X-ray camera.
Right.
And it's on a weird pivot, and then the rest of him is a bunch of white circles that are probably parts of other machines.
Just like doctor looking.
But where his sternum should be is this other like metal orb that kind of looks like a single breast.
Yeah.
And Nadira is just rubbing
she's
on
like
that.
Stroking it.
Oh yeah, she's into it.
She's like very into this one metal orb, and she's like, ooh, yeah, and like rubbing up against him. And I was like, okay, this is a kid's show. Nadira. Back it up a little bit.
What name did you give the monster? I missed it.
Matthew. So we cut to after Lucas, before when Lucas was mad at him, Tripp's like, let's go for a walk, Circuit. And he's like, all right, cool. So they go for a walk. We cut back to them. They're walking down the street. I forget what they're talking about. They're basically like, Lucas was being Lucas is really mad at me.
Yeah, he's just so mad.
And then Circuit says something like, well, I don't see why. It's just reading minds. It's like, Circuit, we're trying to root for you guys here, all right? That is rude.
Yeah,
if I knew someone who could read minds, I would be like, hey, please don't to mine.
Yeah. Like, just let me have that one space where I can just say whatever I want.
I literally just have one place in the universe where, like, nobody gets to hang out but me.
It's just me in here. Keep out.
Please.
Do not disturb.
So then we hear a woman scream, and she's running down the sidewalk, being chased by cronies who are doing their dumb little hup, 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 hup,
The way they run.
Knees all the way up.
Knees up. It's like they're bending their knees forward instead of backwards and kind of, I mean, they're not because they're just people, but that's right. Kind of the way it looks.
Yeah.
Like they take the step and then bend their knee. It's very strange.
You're right. Yeah, that is weird. And so Trip does some fighting and like gets her away. He's like, oh, I think they're gone. We should be okay. And turns back and she takes off her hat and headscarf and it's Nadira. So we are going to do our first. What was Nadira wearing? Because it
does
rules.
She, for the rest of the season, continually fool Trip.
I don't know about Trip specifically.
With different disguises.
But I know that she just, like, oftentimes will just show up in an outfit with, like, her hair covered or something. So she's wearing, and we don't really get a good look at all of it, because she's wearing over everything a cheetah print trench coat.
Yeah.
Like a sexy one.
Yeah, it's, like, got that, like, cinch belt.
Yeah, it's, like, really short, but, like, it is cheetah print. And like I like that her incognito outfit is still cheetah print.
Well, yeah, that's the ritziest of prints.
Well, of course, she's got a big headscarf, like a black headscarf, and like heels on, and a big hat that I thought was a cowboy hat for a second, which is like a brimmed hat. And it's just like I just like that. Like I'll be incognito, so like I'll have the headscarf and the hat, and sunglasses, no one will be able to tell it's me. I am wearing cheetah print though, so like not like a. Indescript.
Right, I'm still drawing a lot of attention to myself.
Yeah. At least her hair's not out. She says, like, Trip's like, whoa, Nadira, it's you. Ah, and he goes to, like, get ready to fight. And she's like, no, I don't want to fight. I don't want to fight ever. I've never wanted to fight. My dad made me. I want to be good, but he makes me be evil. And
and she's super not convincing.
No.
Like,
she's lying.
It's good acting because she's acting poorly.
Yeah, it like I can see as like a kid.
Yeah,
you'd be fooled by it, but that like Circuit isn't because Trip's like, oh okay,
and
well I guess
he's stuffed in a backpack.
Yeah,
and he's like Trip, come on, dude.
He's like Trip, this is fake. This is so much a lie.
Trip's like, I don't know, I kind of believe her.
I'm a dummy, so like I guess I do. So he's like, all right, I'll take care of you or whatever, and then he gets her a hot dog, and then. She doesn't like a hot dog.
No, she takes one bite of it, and she's like, ugh.
How do people eat these? It's a hot dog.
This is a hot dog.
It's pretty good. It's like a hot dog.
You know what it is? She's putting on the airs of being a rich person.
Right.
She's like, I can't eat this trash meat. This is all the
this
meat.
This could be pigeons this for all I know.
This is all the stuff they cut off of the meat I do eat.
Yeah, it's just, you know. Snouts and ears and buttholes and stuff.
Yeah, pretty much.
So then he comes back with like a soda or something and he hands it to her and he's like, oh, thank you. And takes one sip and it is the lightest sip. She puts her mouth on the straw and you can see, because it's a clear straw, you can see the soda go up and gently touch her lip and go back. She gets maybe a drop. And she's like, great.
Yeah, it's yummy.
And like maybe he got her a diet soda, because that's about all I need to be like, you messed up.
Yeah, man. Okay, so here's a quick story about diet soda.
Okay.
Latasha and I, we get lunch every time I'm off for her lunch breaks. We'll go out to lunch.
Yeah.
Sometimes we go to Einstein's Bagels.
Okay.
One time we went there and I put my cup under the Coke fountain, and I got Coca-Cola, I thought.
You thought?
There is no worse surprise in the world than a Diet Dr. Pepper when you thought you had Coca-Cola.
To be fair, and it's probably different for fountains, but like a can of Diet Dr. Pepper has like a little bit of an aftertaste, but still is mostly Dr. Pepper for some reason.
Yeah. Well, it's like you're expecting a Coca-Cola.
Right, and you get
and
not
then
that.
First, you're hit with the sugar substitute. And you're like, oh, that's a diet. And then it tastes like Dr. Pepper after that. And you're like, oh, no, that's Dr. Pepper.
One time, me and my friend Jacob were driving. We went to, I think it was McDonald's. It was some drive-thru. Went through a drive-thru, got food on our way home. Jacob takes a sip of this soda. And he got a large. He got like an extra double size. And he's like, he takes a sip and goes, oh, it tastes like they messed it up, or like there's like too much syrup or something. I take a sip, I'm like, oh yeah, that does taste bad. Like it tastes like the fountain's broken and like it's bad water or something. which in Florida, like, all the water is bad. So, like, right. there's, you know, they made it with the regular water instead of bottling it or whatever. And then we get home and Jake goes, oh, you know what it is? It's diet. Diet tastes like they messed up the soda.
Yeah.
Like, that's it.
Yeah, because they leave part of it out and they try to put a different thing in that
they
spot.
They put some garbage in there and they're like, it's the same.
There's
no, it's
a reason
not.
That the villains in my Mario campaign on the Cool Kids table are the Diet Pirates.
Yeah. Do you remember those like Coke Zero commercials where like, it just tastes like Coke, we're going to have to sue them? It doesn't taste anything like a Coca-Cola.
No.
At all. Even a little bit.
Just have a Coke.
Just get a
Coke. You'll be fine.
Yeah.
It's not going to hurt you.
Look. If you are so worried, I can't imagine being like, soda has too many calories, too much sugar, too much all that stuff. I'm going to have a diet soda. Instead of going, I'll drink water or like I'll get iced tea or something that doesn't have all those things in it, but still does have flavor.
Yeah.
This is all to say that diet soda will never sponsor the Morphin Grid.
All diet sodas have a little bit of licorice in them.
Poison.
It's gross.
Basically poison. So anyway, she doesn't like the soda. And then she's like, he's like, oh, you didn't like your hot dog? She's like, no, I loved it, but I'm very full. And he's like, okay, well, let's get back to the Rangers so we can tell him. She's like, I can't. I'm still hungry. He's like, you just said you're full. And she's like, oh, well, now I'm famished.
Yes, please get me another hot dog.
Another hot dog. This is the best delivery of
it's very
the
good.
Hot dog ever. Give me one of your heated dogs. I want one of your toasty pups. Thanks. What I love about this is that, and I watched this whole series through like 2 years ago. Don't remember Nadira being super horny the whole time.
I was going to ask if that's like a character trait of hers. Is she just plays Nadira horny?
I think it might be. Because this whole time she's like, oh, now I'm famished. It's like horny for Trip, but it's like a put on horny.
Yeah.
So she's like, I know I'm usually kind of horny, but I need to throw it out there. It's a choice for a kid's show. Certainly sets her apart. There hasn't been a villain this horny since Diva Talks.
That's true.
So. But then, like, Trip goes away, and when he comes back, she has, like, Circuit in her arms, and she's back in her white uniform with her hair up.
I thought they were just going to be gone.
Yeah.
And I was like, I can't believe it took him all the way from the stand to the table to realize they weren't there anymore. But he does get about halfway before Nadira is just there in her alien armor.
And her, like, troll's doll.
Yeah.
Hair. And he's like, oh, no. And he's like, I'm going to take him. Wow. I don't remember what she said.
I want the circuit.
So Trip jumps at Nadira, and she teleports, and he, like, lands on his face. Like 5 feet in front of where she was anyway. He would have missed regardless. But it's a thought that counts. So then we cut to one of the more disturbing scenes I've seen on Power Rangers. It's Circuit on a table with a couple cronies dressed as...
like surgeons.
Surgeons.
Because they've got the scrubs on. They've got face masks on.
Oh, yeah.
Which, like, covers the bottom part of their eye. And
it's very good.
I guess the bottom of their heads, where their jaw would be.
Yeah, if they weren't robots. And they are performing surgery on Circuit.
Yeah, they just ripped him open and they're cutting him up.
His guts are out. All his wires are all over the place. And he's like, stop it. Don't do this to me. Don't cut my guts up. And he's like, I'm going to make you dumb. And then they do.
Yeah.
They make him dumb. They clip the smart wire, and he's like, 1 + 1 = 7. 5 × 9 is green. All the regular, like, this person's brain no longer works the regular way things. Later on, it does get pretty inspired. So then we cut back to Trip, who's got his cool Oaks on, his Oakleys. Scanner Oakleys, running around scanning people.
Scanning people to see if they're Circuit?
Literally every
time. Maybe he's trying to find Nadira.
Maybe. That makes more sense. Because every time he looks, he's like, that woman isn't Circuit. That dude's not Circuit.
Any one of these people could be Nadira in disguise.
That's true. She's a master of disguise. Look for the cheetah print. That's a trick. So then we cut back to the Rangers. They see at the clock tower, they see that there is a... like a news broadcast on their weird little fork thing. Like, it's a TV, like, I don't know if we've actually explained it. It is like a base with, like, two beams that come up.
Right.
Beans? What?
Poles?
There's like, two little antenna.
Like, yeah, and between them makes a screen.
Yeah. This definitely, I know it's not because it's impossible, but it definitely reminds me of something that, like, you would get if you sold 5,000 candy bars for school. Like, if you sold a bunch of candy for school, they'd be like, would you like the inflatable chair or this TV that's two antennas and broadcast it between it?
It doesn't, there's no cable hookup. So it's only whatever can pick up over the air.
Over the air. That's it. You can get ABC. You can watch Recess. That's it.
The rest, everything else is static.
Or do you want the inflatable chair? And I'd be like, well, it's a tough call.
That inflatable chair would be pretty sweet to play Sonic in.
Yeah, well, I would never. at least not until a Sonic Adventure 2 battle. I feel like I might go with the TV.
I'd probably go, my dumb kid head would probably pick the TV for sure.
I'd go to the TV because like, I don't have room for that in my bedroom. I share my bedroom with my little brother. It's 8x10. It's a tiny little place.
I remember one time I got this Star Wars toy. I don't remember what I got it from, if it was ordered from something or if we got it from a store. But it's a pair of binoculars.
Okay.
And it also has like a satellite dish looking thing that flips up and is connected.
Okay.
And is connected to some earbuds and it's like you can hear from very far away.
Did it work?
No.
I,
end of story. That was it.
I love all those spy things because like, oh, look at this. Like, yeah, you can like turn up the gain on this talk boy and you can hear real far. It's like, no, you just hear the garbage noise real loud and the
it's just
far away
a lot
stuff
of...
doesn't get to you. Yeah. It's bad.
Yeah. And then maybe you'll hear like a...
Yeah, but, oh, I can hear them. I'm in.
I know their secrets.
So...
It's just two people, like, talk about groceries or whatever.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
Did you get the bananas? Oh, I forgot the bananas.
Well, we're not going back. We'll get bananas.
Then you write
next
it down in your Harriet the Spy journal.
I tried when I was a kid. Harriet the Spy came out when I was, like,
I hated
seven.
It. I hated that. Yeah.
Why?
I was like, nothing happened in that movie. She just watched people and wrote stuff down.
She spies, Josh.
But to what end?
To learn their secrets. I know she had a bunch of gadgets. She had a bunch of cool things.
I would like to revisit it now as an adult to see if there is a plot. Because when I was a kid, if there was, I didn't get it.
I don't remember. I know that they get her journal at some point and they blow up her spot.
It's just a burn book, right?
It's kind of a burn book, but like... You know, for kids, I do remember that her belt buckle was a car seat clicker, and so I was tried to.
My belt buckle is that.
Yeah, but that wasn't common in 1996. That was the height of luxury.
Oh, you're right.
And I tried to get my parents to get me one to make one. I was like, "Dad, you work in a junkyard. You can get me a belt like a seat buckle." He's like, "Yeah, all right." And he brought it home. I could not get it to work. I'm not smart enough. I also probably didn't try. I was like, cool, now I have the belt buckle. Put it on my shelf. Watch cartoons. Anyway, this is all to say that the Rangers see this mutant attack. They call Trip. Jen is looking up at first, but then looks down.
Yeah, she's looking up like, hey, there's a monster attacking. You gotta come. And he's like, does he say, like, I did something bad? Or he's like, I'm in the middle of something.
I'm trying to do something. Yeah, something like that.
And she looks down and is like, just get here.
Yeah. And he's like, okay, all right. I like that she did look down. It is weird. She looked up first.
The looking up, that's for them. That's
yeah.
And then she gets mad and she like just loses the grip on it. And she just like looks down. She's like,
no,
what
no,
do you mean?
I'm in charge of this. I get to look down.
You need to come fight.
Yeah. You would think that the camera being below you would always make it look like you were looking at them.
I just want one time the side that we're on. For them to be looking up.
Oh,
so
yeah.
Both of them are looking up. So they think one of them is making eye contact, but neither of them is.
So the Rangers start fighting the Doctor. Trip shows up, makes a save, tries to tell Wes about Circuit, gets interrupted by Cyclobots.
Too much fight happening.
Too much fight going on. There's more fight. At one point, Katie murks the Doc. Like, she pulls out her yeah. swords, does like a, like the, like, wipe your fingers up it.
Power it up.
And then, like, just kills him. sets the whole place on fire. Like, they're outside, but the outside's on fire.
I think it blew all the cronies back, too.
I think so. Just, like, absolutely ruckus, these people. And he goes, well, that's... I haven't picked my scab yet. Wah! And then he grows. And they're like, all right, let's call Circuit. So call Circuit. Except, nope, they don't. And they can't, because Circuit's kidnapped. And Trip's like, that's what I was trying to tell you. He got caught, and it's all my fault. Ugh. And Jen's like, if we don't get Circuit back, that monster will stomp the whole city. And he's like, I know. And then they get beat up more because there's a giant monster there who, like, kicks him a little bit and zaps him with his laser. Trip gets blasted out of morphed form.
That's for a very specific reason.
Literally, so he can be like, oh, I let everyone down. And Lucas can come up and rip the bandaid off his face and go like, why didn't you use your gem, dummy?
He rips the bandaid off, and Trip's first reaction is, it hasn't been a full day yet.
What a precious baby.
Come on.
It,
he,
like,
can't be this naive.
Well, we will get a thing at the end where they basically say, like, Zybrians are very trusting, and that kind of translates to me as, like, they're also super naive.
They're very trusting, sure, but I like to think they could read a situation.
Only if they can use their gems. And his had a bandaid on it.
Well, that's what I'm
it.
Saying. I think you're like, oh, I need to find him, and I can use my gem to do that. Oh, but I'm grounded.
I think he just took his word. He's like, I'm grounded. I can't do it.
He had to wait for Lucas to tell him it was okay.
Here's the thing. When I watched this the first time, if I was just watching this for fun now, I'd be so like, oh, yes, you sweet boy. You precious baby. But watching it, like, analyzing it and, like, having to write down notes about it, I'm like, you idiot. Just use your gem. It's on your forehead. You've had it your whole life. Like, every single day, I almost break my thumb because I have double-jointed thumbs.
Yeah.
Like, and so... So if I land and my thumb pops out, it's like, oh, if I didn't have double jointed thumbs, my thumb would just break backwards. I would break this thumb every day of my life, probably.
Well, I think you would only do it once and you would learn.
I'd do it at least.
I hope Trip can learn. I just hope he learns.
Hopefully.
The main problem I have with this episode is, like, don't read minds. It's rude. And it doesn't. I mean, he hasn't been reading minds.
No.
But it never comes up. There's never, like, the, oh, Nadira is telling me that she is on our side. She's a good guy. I should check. There's no internal conflict of should I use this or not. It's just.
Right.
It's not even mentioned until the Band-Aid comes off.
Yeah, that would have been a lot better. Yeah. As if Circuit was like, use your gem. And he'd be like, I can't, I'm grounded.
I can't,
you know?
I'm grounded. I have to just trust her.
But, like I want to read it like he didn't even think about it. Like, yeah. It's like an instinctive thing. But in the beginning of the episode, he, like, focuses on it and then reads minds to read the mind.
He does that here in a minute,
so
too.
So it's not an instinctive thing. It's a thing he has to force, which is different from the thing they set up in the beginning of the season where, like, it just comes to him sometimes. So very inconsistent with his dumb brain.
Yeah, I have another problem that will come up at the end, too.
Okay.
It's tied into the same thing.
Okay. Everyone's dying. He ungrounds him. Lucas's voiceover is really bad. really bad.
It's not, like, bad reading. It's just bad in the sense that that doesn't really sound like him a lot.
It doesn't sound like him. It does sound like maybe Lucas was trying to do a Sylvester Stallone impression.
Maybe he was.
Well, don't.
He said, hey, I said never use your
never
powers.
Use power. He said, never use your power. When you gotta do it, do it, yeah. And then he's like, I forget what he said, but he said never. He's like, never? Like, you don't sound like that. You don't sound,
I don't know,
like that at all, Lucas.
Everyone, not everyone, but a lot of people just can't voice act the way that they can regular act.
No, and like,
it's a different skill set.
Yeah, like, and you can tell with, like, Katie and Trip, like, they
TJ had the same problem.
TJ was bad. Yeah.
Yeah. You're 20 stories in the air jumping between two giant robot men, and all you can do is go, ah.
Like, I would make that sound if I, like, found a nickel. I'm like, oh, yeah. Come on, TJ. But, like, Trip and Katie sound like they're trying, but they can't really capture the in-the-moment thing, you know? Wes is fine. Aaron, what's Jen? His name? Jason Fount is fine. Aaron Cahill, fine. Like, they're very good at their voiceovers. They're good actors in general. Everyone's like a pretty good actor. Lucas is a decent actor. Apparently, he's garbage at voice acting.
Yeah.
Because he just didn't sound like the person that he is, which is weird.
This so, is Tommy's no way all over no word.
That's, I mean,
that was a different person.
That had to be a different human. They're like, oh, we told Jason to go home.
They just they sampled that from a different show.
Yeah, they're like, hey, do we still got that Samurai Pizza Cats voiceover? That one dude saying, no way? Yeah, it doesn't really fit anything. Okay, put it in here.
They could have just not. Anyway, we can't get hung up on some season one stuff.
No, it's been so long. We're coming up on our 5-year anniversary. We can't talk about that.
Something from like the third week of the show.
Yeah, like literally like 3 weeks into the show. Well, no, that was March, I think. Like,
yeah.
So like
a few months.
Yeah, two months and change. So Trip goes to like find a place to do a brain blast. They also haven't called it a brain blast in a while, but that's the first thing they call it. So it imprinted on me like a baby duck. And he's like, ugh. And his brain does like the whoosh thing, and it finds Circuit, and Circuit's like, Trip, I'm here. Because I guess he knows he's being looked at.
Yeah, I don't know what that was about. Or he's just constantly like, Trip, I'm here. Trip, I'm here. Trip, I'm here.
Trip, come find me. Scooby-Dooby-Doo. But then, when he comes out of this brain blast, he's covered in sweat. Like, he is, like, visually sweating.
Yeah, I thought at first he was crying, but then, no, it's definitely just a whole head sweat.
So I like that he, like, had to push himself real hard. And he's like, now I'm all sweaty. It doesn't impede him at all later.
No, he's fine. He's on his motorcycle. He rides his bike there.
Yeah,
so.
But, like, in the moment, it's cool. So we cut. He's, like, he's at the train yard. So we cut to the train yard.
Why not take Circuit back to the prison?
Well, I don't know.
Why take him to an abandoned train car?
Because this way, you don't, when you inevitably lose, you don't lead the Power Rangers to your house.
That's fair.
So maybe they're like, hey, just in case.
Your house that landed in the city and then rolled into the forest, I guess.
And then, except it is lopsided, so like the bottom part is smaller than the top part, so it would just roll in circles around its axis. Whatever. It found its way to the woods or a swamp or whatever. So Trip busts in because like Nadira's like, ah, they're going to lose. They're gonna be just as useless as you are. And he's like, scooba-dooba-doo. He says that, like Circuit does. And then Trip bursts in, fights the cronies that are still in their scrubs, which is very good.
Yeah.
And then Nadira joins the fight. Nadira's stunt double kicks ass.
Yeah.
I don't think we see, after like one shot, we just don't see Kay Sheldon's face at all because they're like, just let the stunt double do it. It's great.
That's got to be a hard costume to stunt in.
Whenever like I'm looking at like costumes like that, like I was looking at Rancic the other day and I realized like, oh, they just put his arm in like a sleeve.
Yeah.
Like I was like, oh, maybe they did the makeup on his arm, but no, it's just a big gross sleeve, and that's why they have a glove on him, so they don't have to worry about connecting
the seam.
Him.
Yeah.
It's really, you know, practical. But then I was looking at like Nadira's, and like her shoulders come out past where her shoulders are, so there's like a little like weird cup around the shoulder that would just
it's
inhibits movement.
It's a weird costume because it's like very revealing, but looks like it's not super mobile. And you have that giant hair weighing down your, like, just pulling your head back constantly.
As someone with a lot of hair, it's a lot.
It's got to be hard to, like, balance a kick in that costume.
I can't even imagine having all of my hair troll dolled up and then a big helmet keeping the hair in place.
Yeah.
And then having to, like,
and then you have those shoulders
and stuff.
And that giant chest piece, and then there's nothing on your upper arm, but you have, like, lower arm armor.
Yeah, which I like the look of, but, like, her entire, like, upper body, like, her chest and her shoulders and her torso, like, it's like Batman's neck.
Yeah.
Like, it doesn't flex anywhere, so if you want to move one part, you got to move the whole thing. Like, you can't just, like, move a punch, you have to like swing with your whole body.
Yeah,
it's gotta be real hard.
Oh, you could throw his clotheslines.
Except you can't because the shoulders come down. So they
can't
would
lift it up,
block your arms. It just seems like a bad idea all around. We cut back to the Rangers who are trying to stop the giant robot, which I kind of love that they're like, they're not just going to leave. Yeah. It shoots the ground, and we see this one man get launched in the air and land lumbar first into the corner, like the top corner of a big slab of rock, and then fall down onto his head.
And I'm sure that was like some kind of a foam prop.
It was definitely
whatever.
Like styrofoam or something, like hard styrofoam.
But he still slammed into it very hard.
Yeah.
And like, it's foam, but still, like, it's not, you're still going to bend a little bit the wrong way at your lower back.
Like, it hit in the exact worst place to hit.
Yeah, it's like this one stunt guy was like, hey, I've been working on this fall.
I'm going to do it.
And like, you need to put me in, coach.
And they're like, yeah, okay, cool. This should be fine. And he's like, quack, quack. And they're like, oh, buddy.
He's the only civilian.
Nobody else gets hurt. Yeah. Well, one guy gets, like, I guess knocked down because they're like helping someone up. Like, get out of here. Go to safety at one point. But that, we don't see what happens to him. He doesn't get like destroyed like this dude does. Cut back to Nadira. She gets kicked onto the ground. She just dips. She's like, fine, have your dumb bird. And then leaves.
I like how she like didn't get defeated. She could have kept fighting.
Yeah.
But she took one hit and she was like, I'm not breaking another nail.
No, not again.
Take your dumb bird. He's an idiot now anyway. Yeah, I'm out of here.
We got him. So then he runs over.
I think this is when Sergeant cracked me up. Because he said it with such confidence.
Yes.
That, if I heard it correctly, is green is my favorite number besides clouds.
Yes.
And he just was like, that's a fact about me.
And that's the thing. That's something about Circuit you gotta know. That's how Circuit does. And so Tripp starts like doing emergency surgery and he like clips some stuff and he gets it and he's like, ooh, that tickles. What's that in your pocket? It's that from earlier.
Yeah.
And he puts them back together and he's like, all right. He's like,
he keeps repeating that over and over. And then I think he just stops.
Tripp smacks him on the head.
He's like, hey, why did you do that to me, Tripp?
And he's like, hey, you're back. We got to go. And he's like, why? I'm fine. Nothing happened. I don't remember anything.
Yeah, it's really weird that right now he doesn't remember anything because he's definitely going to drag Tripp about
it
later.
He does try to melt Tripp's ass in a minute. So we cut from there to Tripp showing back up. He's like, look what I found. Ha ha. And like Circuit comes down. They call the Zords. They do an individual fight for like a second, but then it just does the cyclone again. But Wes calls it this time. And then they go to mode blue. They do a fight. They go to mode red. Or do they just go to mode red?
They might just go to mode. I don't remember.
I don't remember.
This was basically a stock giant fight.
What's weird is that the only thing I can pay 100% attention to are the Zord fights. Because I just write Zord fight and then I look at the screen. Right. And I just watch the Zord fight happen. And there's just that, like, my lizard brain is like, Zord fight, good. Don't worry.
I want to go back to the train car fight for just a second.
Okay.
Because there's a really cool move that Tripp does while he's fighting the cronies. He gets his feet kicked out from under him.
Yeah.
And so he completely, like, almost mule kicks, but launches up off the ground and, like, wedges himself between the wall and a box and then does a flip off of it. And it's a very slick move.
Nice. Good job, Tripp.
Yeah.
Or more importantly, good job that stunt guy.
Yeah, the morphed guy.
Yeah, so they kill him with the sword and they imply that Tripp used the sword because he's like, saber mode. And then we don't see Wes have the sword, which I don't know if they have footage of the Green Ranger swinging the sword around. But like,
I'm going to say probably not.
Probably not, but it definitely like seems like
because it's
Tripp.
They definitely say, good job, Tripp.
Yeah. So then they kill him and then we come back and they're in like a park and they're like, Circuit, 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 Circuit. Circuit lands on a branch, like pretty high up, and then they're
where
like,
where did he go?
I don't know.
How far past the Zord fight is this?
I don't know, like, but they leave him when they go into the Zords, so like he's still on the ground, so he could just like be like, I'm gonna.
Oh, and then
him.
They just like land where they land because the Zords fly back and poop him out.
Yeah, and he just dump him, and like he's gone, but like, so they gotta look for him. So Tripp apologizes for letting him get kidnapped. He's like, yeah, if only you would have listened to me about how Nadira was bad. And then the other Ranger's like, oh, it's okay. Zybrians are really trusting. Don't ever change. And it's very weird because Katie's like, oh, Zybrians are very trusting. And then Wes is like, yeah, you're a good dude. Kind and trusting. It's like,
I think he said like honest and trusting.
Honest and trusting.
It's which like, I get, but here's my other problem with this. There's not one single time where Lucas says,
"You're too trusting."
Just don't say it out loud.
Yeah, right.
Like, you know, if you can't control it, which sometimes you can, sometimes you can't.
Sure.
If it just happens to you, that's fine. But you don't need to say it out loud.
Yeah.
You know? And he keeps saying, like, only if it's important, only if it's very, very important.
Yeah. And so then Trip gets his look like, oh, I just saw something, but he sees the future, which is not a mind to read. Now,
did he see the future or did he locate an object?
I don't know. It seems like he saw the future, but who knows?
Because I think it was more of a like, hey, watch out. That is there, and not so much of a, I saw you step there.
Yeah.
Anyway, he sees poop.
He sees dog poop, and Lucas is like, don't tell me unless it's important. And he's like, all right. And Lucas steps in dog poop.
And then we see the poop.
It's like a close-up.
The camera is at poop level.
We get like this poop's eye view of his nasty.
So we see him step in it, and it like slides a little bit.
It's horrible.
If you've ever stepped in poop, that's what happens.
It's
you slip.
Terrible.
And then it cuts back to Trip, and he's like, you said not to tell you. Waka, waka, waka. And gotcha. Then it goes back to the shoe, and we see him pull out of the poop.
It's so bad.
Worth Keter.
Keet.
Why did you do this to us?
That's the end of the episode. We end on Lucas now being Captain Poopy Shoes.
Yeah, well, Trip is like holding his arms out like,
gotcha.
Was that important?
No, a bad Trip.
There's your Band-Aid back, you jerk.
Oh, nothing's worse than a used Band-Aid. So I started, what's the best?
Oh. What is the best? I really liked that fight in the train car.
It was pretty good.
I don't know if that's the best, though. I do like that nobody except Circuit dragged Trip for trusting Nadira. Nobody was like, you stupid idiot.
It's Nadira, you idiot.
Yeah, they were just like, no, that's a good quality to have. Like, don't let this change that.
Yeah.
So I think I'm going to favorite the team just like having Trips back.
Okay. I think I am going to best the train car fight, specifically because that Nadira stunt double, it was doing some work.
Yeah.
And like the Green Ranger suit actor is like very good. So
I spent the first 5 minutes of this episode, I spent the cold open thinking Lucas was the Green Ranger.
Still not.
I'll get there, I hope.
I hope. Also, the cronies in Scrubs was just so good. Just
That was very good.
What's the worst?
The dog poop cam. Poop cam.
Captain Poopy Shoes is pretty bad.
It's like, we get that he stepped in it.
It was so gross. And there was like a fly and a buzz sound.
We didn't have to go back to it.
No. I want to worst that, but in the interest of, I mean, that's, I think like that you've covered that with your worst. So I'm going to try to like give us a different worst. Lucas's VO.
That was pretty bad.
It's just so bad.
It didn't distract me like it seems to have distracted you.
I'm never going to stop thinking. Every time we get Lucas VO from here on, I'm going to be listening like, are you doing your Stallone impression again? Did you learn how to enunciate? Did you spit those marbles out of your mouth? Luke, Bud, so that's my worst. Who's the MVP?
I want to say Trip, but I don't know if it is Trip.
I don't think it's Trip.
I think it might be Nadira in this one.
I was going to say Nadira or Circuit.
Oh, I think, no, I don't.
I think maybe Nadira.
I don't want to give it to Circuit because, like, yeah, he called the Zords at the end and that's how they won, but also, that he always does that. That's
but,
his
like,
job.
That, like, Green is my favorite number, except for Clouds. That was very good.
That was good. I'm going to give it to Nadira.
I think I'm also going to give it to Nadira. She had a plan, and she followed it through, and she took the initiative to just do it, and, like, it almost worked, if not for the fact that she, like, doesn't like getting knocked down.
I feel like Rancic was only in this episode for, like, 2 minutes, and he just, like, walked up and was like, ah, yes.
Quackenstein, or whomever. Ah, Matthew, yes. And then, like...
So I do like that he was like, oh, yeah, you do your plan.
Yeah, go ahead.
If it works, great.
Yeah.
if it doesn't, that's fine too. We'll try something else. Not like, if you fail, I will destroy you.
Yeah, like 25 times in a row, Queen Panshira.
Look, for everything that he is, villain, evil, all that, Rancic seems like a good dad.
He's a pretty good dad. So now we got to rank it. I think it's the worst.
I can agree with that. We had different feelings about the last episode.
Yes, I think after we talked to it,
I came around, but we put it at the bottom, right?
Oh, no. But Parting of Ways was...
It went high up, didn't it?
Number two.
Yeah, it's pretty high up, yeah. I would say. All right, well, this is definitely worse than that.
The bottom one is...
I'm pulling open the list.
Okay, the bottom one is Blue Streak, which is the driving one.
All I can think of is Sonic the Hedgehog. I don't remember the episode.
Seymour the Scientist was in that one?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's why it's worse. I think this is worse... If for no other reason than at least Seymour the Scientist didn't give us a close-up of dog poop.
That's true.
Which is just bad.
I'm fine with that.
Fine with that?
Yeah.
All right, coming in at number six, Captain Poopy Shoes. What's this one called?
Short-circuited.
Short-circuited.
Yeah, and I feel like them not exploring the you're being punished for...
Like at all?
Yeah. Was just like, he was like, I can't read minds today. All right,
cool. I don't do it every day anyway, because remember how it sometimes just comes to me, sometimes I can't control it?
It's like, go back to, like, season one, and just imagine someone was like, Zach, you can't dance
for
one day. The whole episode would be him pouting about how he can't dance.
Well, he would go to fight, like, putties, and be like, I can't dance, I gotta do regular karate. Oh, I'm so rusty at this. Yeah, big missed opportunity. But that's it for us for today. Josh, do you have the next episode pulled up?
Yeah, it is Jen's Revenge.
Oh, I'm very excited about that.
I read the description.
It's got a bad monster name.
Yeah.
Other than that, I have no idea. I only saw the name. I didn't read anything else. But there's an episode. I think it might be this one. Maybe it's the finale. I don't remember. Jen.
It's either episode 8 or the finale.
There's a moment that I thought was in the premiere that maybe in the finale or maybe it's in episode 8 that like Jen has like the best acted moment in the history of Power Rangers, and I'm just very excited for it. Anyway, we're going to figure out if this is the episode or not on Friday. But until then,
may the power protect you.
You pulled back on that one.
Now I'm little. Oof, well, I'm nose button my thing here.
Check.
Got
us.
That looks good.
Looks great.